Welcome to Shulam Achshava on the Daf Shir sponsor Lunishmas Amyak Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'abas with Avkuf Nun Dalet. The Gemara in the bottom of Udal bring the story that happened in Bnei Brak. The story that there was someone who sold the Nechosim of his father, and the Mishpoka said maybe he's a katan, maybe he's not a gadol. We have to go check and see if he has simonim, if there's hairs that grew in his body. So they went in front of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, you're not going to come and be menavel to mistreat the dead body of this child. You can't do that. You can't touch him. You can't open up the caver to check his body. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyoyna Hashas over here asks, where is the source that you're not allowed to do nivul to the mace? What's the issue? Where's the issue? Where do we find this issue in the Torah? So the first answer the Gilyoyna Hashas says is what says, we don't allow that someone who was punished, Mises Bezdin, to have overnight when he's hanged. So maybe he says the Gilyoyna Hashas, maybe that's the source to all Nivul and Mace to learn from this place. That's answer number one. Answer number two, says the Gilyoyna Hashas, that maybe the source that you have a problem is because of the mitzvah to bury a mace. The din is that every mace has to be buried. If a person goes and starts dealing with his body and starts checking him out, doing these moments is considered to be not buried. And to stop a kavura of a mace is a bitul mitzvah. You can add what we learned in the past, that the kavura is the process to get to tchias amesim. So whenever a person stops the process, even for a moment, it's already a problem of not doing kavura karoi. Now there's another mahalach that many of the achrayim discuss, and they give very much to, or the story, the way it's brought down in this daf, and the way it's brought down in the next daf. The Chavas Yoyer, in the end of the Sefer Chavas Yoyer, there's tshuvas from Rav David Oppenheim. And there he brings a story from Harav Gershon, the Rav of Mitz, who was the Avoides Gershuni. And the story is that there was two Mesim that they realized that they didn't have the right clothing. They were not dressed properly for the Mace. One of the Mesim was an adult, and the other Mace was a child. So the Avodah Zekushuni says, you can open the caver of the child to dress him properly, but not the caver of the adult. Why not? So he said a reason, and this gives another explanation in Nivul HaMace. He says the reason is because whenever you open the caver of the Mace gets very worried. As we learned regarding Shmuel, that Shmuel HaNavi, he was afraid he's coming to the din. He was very worried when Shaul called him up. So whenever you open a mace, you open his caver, he gets very worried about Yom Adin. So therefore, you can't do it. He says, that's only a gadol mini above the age of 20, that he's nidoy bebeis in Shemala. But a katan who's not nidoy, he has nothing to worry about. So you can always open the caver of a katan, not of a gadol. That's how the Avodah Gershoni said. So David Oppenheim brings the story that our Gemara brings here, and based on how the Gemara asks in the next daf. The Gemara in the next daf wants to know, what is the age that we're checking for? If he's 18 or if he's 20? Says of David Oppenheim, of course you should say that because they were checking if he was 18. Because if you're checking if he's 20, why is Rabbi Akiva saying that the reason why you can't check him, because you're not allowed to do nivul? Say the reason why you can't check him, because if you check him, he's above the age of 20, he's going to be choishish, he's going to be scared of Yom HaDin. So you see that there's no difference if he's 18 or 20, like a Yom HaDin. Because if not, the Gemara should have mentioned, and that's what Rav David Oppenheim says. So the Shus Yaakov, who was the brother-in-law of David Oppenheim, says, okay, so, Echrami, why doesn't the Gemara bring this, the reason that we mentioned of Cherdas HaDin? That maybe he's going to be scared to come to Yom HaDin. So it says the Shus Yaakov at the beginning, Cherdas HaDin, this is Lav Dafka. Because this only Shmuel that's coming up, usually the Mesim that opened the caver, there's no problem that they're scared of the din. And the second answer, says Shus Yaakov, is that we talk here that they did not take out the mace from the caver. They left him in the caver. They just wanted to open the caver and look at him. So then there's no problem of Cherdas HaDin, only a problem of Nivul. The Chacham Tzvi in Tzvim Mem Zayin says, we didn't have to get the Cherdas HaDin. It could be Cherdas HaDin is true, and the Gemara could have mentioned it. But we don't have to get to that. We wanted to say the reason of Nivul, which is Shayach by a Godol, by a Kotor, you want to see something that's always true. But then later, the Chachot Tzvi in Siman Nun argues, and he says that's not true. There's din also by Ketanim, even though in Beis Shemalo, they only punish for the age of 20, but there's also a din by Ketanim. And he brings a mocker, is the Sefer Chesed Lavram, which is the grandfather of the Chido, that he says there in his Sefer, that Ketanim do have some punishment in Shemaim too, as, although they don't have the main punishment. But Al Koponim, we see over here that there's another discussion of not opening and touching a mace because of the cherda sadin of the mace. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shove email us to watch group, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.